I'm wondering, Corey, if you could comment on how our knowledge about the Holocaust and also our knowledge that we've developed about Holocaust education could help us address other difficult and controversial histories. Are there particular pedagogies that have been developed in Holocaust education that we should be learning from and applying to the ways that we teach and learn about other histories?
I think when we're looking at difficult or controversial histories, something that's emerged from, as Tom was saying, a more modern view of the Holocaust and the ways we teach the Holocaust is a focus on teaching from the perspective and from the narrative of victim groups, of subaltern groups, of those groups who have been marginalized in these histories. And I think that's something we could definitely expand to other histories that we teach in the secondary school classroom and other histories we teach in other areas, to put those narratives first and foremost, because they're really integral to understanding, and to avoid those big, zoomed out political narratives where we often lose the very real people that are actually involved in these events. There's a classicist called Brett Devereux who described it as putting the tears back in. He was talking about ancient Sparta, but I think we can explore that with any history, that we need to be very real, that when we're talking about displacement and violence and war, these things affect very real people, and I think that's something that we can foreground in our teaching of any other history.
Can I push a little further and ask if there are any approaches to teaching the Holocaust and to teaching genocide in the academy, in higher education, that you think could be usefully applied to school education?
I think that one of the things I would say is that there's a tendency, which I think that I certainly in my teaching about the Holocaust have tried to work through. There is a tendency sometimes to take that testimony as a kind of sacred text that you have to accept and not deal with critically like you would any other historical source. And I guess I would encourage at all levels of education to use those testimonies critically. Now, that isn't to suggest that they're kind of wrong, or but to think about what isn't there, what isn't said, what are the silences, what are the things that people are unable to talk about, how are people narrating their experiences through their, 21st century selves rather than their, youthful self, that actually the experiences they're recalling. As I say, what bits of the story kind of aren't there that might be useful in terms of rather than treating these as kind of something that we have to just receive and that we can't kind of work with and think critically about.
I mean, on that, isn't it interesting that we call these either oral histories or memoirs testimony, whereas in reference to any other historical event, we would just call them, a primary source, a diary. We would describe them completely differently, but because they've got this sacral element to them, we've even changed our language that we use to describe them. But I completely agree with Tom. I think all sources are there to be engaged with criticality, and I don't think that's disrespectful at all.
And as I wrap up, Corey, for the teachers and perhaps students that may be listening to this podcast, could you direct them to any useful practices, approaches, or resources that they could apply in their own teaching or places where they could find opportunities to develop their teaching practice on the Holocaust?
The best place I would say to find resources without blowing our own trumpet too much is to go to the Centre for Holocaust Education website, where there's a number of CPD options. We've recently tweaked our continuous professional development to be more accessible. So we have asynchronous courses that you can do in your own time that will take about 45 minutes. We have live online teaching that you can access throughout every term of the year. And we have a whole range of events throughout the year. Most of our events that you attend, you'll be trained on a resource, and then you'll be given that resource that you can go away and use in your own classroom. So if you're interested in what we've discussed here in this podcast, I'd really recommend going to the website and having a look at what training is available for you and your department that's coming up.
Thank you. That's really useful. Thank you both for an incredibly rich discussion. I think we could have gone on for hours.